What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need rain, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the...
Welcome to episode 406 of Fourth and John. And, you know, this is a tough episode for a lot of you diehard Eagle fans out there. We're talking about the end of an era. Jason Kelce gives his retirement speech. A very authentic press conference. A very transparent press conference. You're talking about an athlete who really could just speak to the heart and soul of the fan base. You're talking about an athlete who understands the booze, an athlete who it seems like he's an everyday dude, but he's one of your favorite football players on your favorite football team. But at the end of the day, he really speaks to the fan base. He's a player you can get behind. There's guys like Dawkins before him, but I think, you know, Jason Kelce, he set the tone, man. He's a player that you actually think could run for mayor of the city. He's a guy who other fan bases, I hear it all the time from other fans of other teams that respect Jason Kelce. I think he's got the respect of the NFL world. It's just, it's hard to see him go, but you root for him. After his football life, and I know a lot of Eagle fans are texting me with tears, emojis. Mm-hmm. The first question is, did you cry? Yeah, man, I shed some tears, man. I mean, I shed some tears at Brian Dawkins' Hall of Fame speech, but I think, like, there's only certain players that can pull this from you if you're an Eagle fan. Because, like, in his speech, I mean, he just got it. I just think today it's a day of showing him respect. I think, one picture that just always I remember, I just got my brand new camera. I go to Lehigh. I'm like, I can't wait to use the zoom lens. You know, we drafted this said player out of Cincinnati. He was super light, underweight center, and everybody was like, who is this caveman? Who is this guy? And to me, that you know, it just speaks to, you know, from where he became to getting us a Super Bowl ring to giving the most epic speech ever. I think he's a guy that we will always be grateful for what he brought to this fan base and the city. So I think we got a lot to talk about. But Evan, how are you feeling, man?
Man, you laid it out really well, and I think that one thing that especially I want to just build upon is the not only was Jason Kelce an all-time player at his position, but for the fit of him as a person and the fit with Philadelphia was pretty crazy. I mean, like, he is a guy, like how you said, he understood how the fan base operates. He understands that if you just put in the effort, people are going to root for you. And that whole speech that I just watched, first of all, I want to say that might rival the speech in the Mummer outfit, if I'm being real with you. That was an all-time speech. But it was moving, man. All the people he talked about, the way he talked about them, you could tell that it all comes from a very genuine place. And that's what I think is Jason Kelce's best features, how genuine he is and how upfront and transparent he is. It's refreshing. It's just pretty crazy, man. Jason Kelce is an all-time great. He was able to stay in Philadelphia his entire career. Never had to see him play in another uniform, unlike some other Eagles all-time greats. JP. I said it right there. Jason Kelce and BG would never. You wouldn't catch them dead in Dallas Cowboys blue. But yeah, that to me, like, Jason Kelce is on the Allen Iverson level. Like, I'm not sure if you guys remember when Allen Iverson retired, when he made his Hall of Fame speech, but like, he went over the mark as far as how long he was supposed to talk by like 30 minutes. And he kept on talking. He was just speaking from the heart. And that's the exact same way that I thought about watching that Jason Kelce speech.
This is definitely a tough one. I mean, haven't felt like this since Brian Dawkins' trade. And then, you know, I mean, the retirement, the Hall of Fame. I was upstairs watching the whole press conference with the wife. And there was definitely some moments where, you know, I mean, it's a tearjerker. You know what I mean? Like, can't even hold nothing back. I mean, he touched on a lot, a couple of things that I could definitely relate. Especially what he was big on was, like, just how he is with his family. I could relate to that. How he is with his wife, I could relate to that. How he is with his brother, can relate to that. The way they bring the best out of each other, the competition, them being pretty much like the only kids of the family. But, you know, I mean, we are blessed to have many cousins, brothers and sisters in this family. But the one thing about us is that we always bring the best out of each other. So that when he started talking upon that, I mean, that's where it started really hitting home. Somebody's definitely going to be missed tremendously, man. I woke up this morning and saw the headlines that he was going to go ahead and have a press conference. And I had requested today to be off today to help out the wife with something she needed to take care of and wasn't expecting this. And then to see that, I'm like, man, I don't know if, mentally if I'm ready for this. And, you know, as more and more stuff started coming out on social media that Travis was in town, mom's was in town, dad was in town, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty much the sounding of the end of an era, man. And he finalized that. You know, as this thing was going on, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of like sitting there hoping that it was like a pre-April Fool's joke. Like, yeah, I'm just here to, you know, to go ahead and mention to y'all that this is going to be my last season after coming back for one more. You know, kind of hoping for that, but yeah, fell very short of that. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, it's definitely a great day to be an Eagles fan because, I mean, one of the best went out. And the way he went out was, like you mentioned, Evan, I mean, I don't think there's no comparison to the two. I think he's just known. He's going to be known for the two best speeches, you know what I mean? And that was winning the prize of them all and going out in the style that he did. It was a tough one for him, and I see that it was very tough for him to get through. You know, it was hard. Like, as that man was sitting there crying, I'm like, damn, man. I mean, like, is he even going to be able to say anything? Is mom going to have to come up and talk to him? Or is Travis going to have to come up and talk to him? Like, it was hard to see. But, you know, I mean, hey, listen, man, I'm grateful for Jason Kelce. I'm grateful for being able to go ahead and have the opportunity to meet him. I'm definitely grateful for you to be able to get that autograph that you did, man, because that was huge. You know what I mean? I think I remember. Yeah, I remember that moment clearly. I think we were all, the three of us were happy. And you know what I mean? Here you are getting the autograph. We were three little kids seeing you get that autograph. So, it sucks. You know, this day is here, but we pretty much had to prepare ourselves. So, you know, now it's definitely time to move forward. And whoever comes in and fills these shoes, they got some serious shoes to fill in. So we'll see what happens, man.
I still have like the ball in my throat. You know, you get that, you like, you're sad and you had a little bit of who's cutting onions type of moment. We knew this day was going to come to an end. It was going to come, right? We knew this day was going to come when Kelsey was going to retire, but I'm right along with Prime. I was hoping for a Wolf of Wall Street type of speech. I'm not leaving. You know what I mean? Like, no one likes us, no one cares type of joint. But, you know, what really hit me in the speech, man, is something that's really, really dear to me is being a father. And the way that I carry myself, the way that I carry myself around my peers, my family, everything. And that is probably, that's number one to me. And to see him go out on top like that in an Eagles uniform means a lot. The only thing I'm sad about, for the most part, yes, he did get a ring, and that was in 2017, but the way the season ended for him, that part sucks and still stings. But yeah, man, it was a dope speech. And the way he talked about his mom and his dad was dope, and his brother
and his wife.
The way he talked about his teammates was just phenomenal. That was, you know, he put measurements between Mulata and Sproles. You know what I'm saying? They play the same sport.
That was funny.
You know what I mean? The little giant versus the giant. You know what I mean? It was super dope, man. It was super dope.
Yeah, it's quote, some people struggle to play in the city. They can't handle the booze, the media, or our fans. I consider it a blessing to play in the most passionate sports town in America. If you're not performing, they will let you know. But as long as you show effort, they will love you. They're not going to accept your excuses and set soft ass nonsense. And he makes remarks to the idea of writing your own narrative. He talks to, there was a speech where he spoke to, you know, the players about, you can rewrite history. It's cool. It was cool how he goes back in time and talks about when he wasn't, the most loved in Philadelphia when he was going through his problems, and just talking about getting better and going back to the lab and having a guy like Coach Stoutland, who, if you ever see Kelsey out in the open with Stoutland, there's a look of
like a father son relationship.
I took this photo at the Eagles Autism Challenge, and just the way that Kelsey looks at Stoutland and what he meant to his career, you get an idea of like the bond. And not only, I think it's just a cool experience, to see those guys up close. And I think, it's, you know, that day I got a photo with him. He was just that. I was just like, because the retirement, thing was, right around the corner. I felt like I had to get that photo with Kelsey. Because he didn't know, and he blessed us with another year, which I'll be forever grateful. The fact that he came back and took another shot at it. I mean, what are your some of your favorite moments of Kelsey?
I mean, the easy ones is talking about the parade speech and the snow game, but I think it's more so. Just seeing him as the leader that he was within the locker room. I remember in particular, was it last year before the Super Bowl when he was giving that speech to the locker room, just, where he was, you know, breaking down in tears in front of the team and just, you know, essentially saying like, I don't know how much time I got left. I need you guys to give it your all. Like, just him being that motivator in the locker room. It was that was probably my favorite thing that Jason Kelce had transformed into, from going from a caveman showing up at Lehigh and then turning into one of the best leaders this team's ever seen. You're muted, Brian.
Sorry, I was mute for the dinks. I got to say that I was kind of just trying to remember quite a bit of the actual games that he had where, I mean, don't get me wrong, Kelce is the one that would give 110 in every game that he's ever played. But, like, just seeing him go down the field side by side with the running back, hitting the blocks, those were always exciting to see. I saw a majority of that when LeSean McCoy was here. I saw quite a bit of that with Miles Sanders. Saw a few last year with Swift. The parade by far definitely stands out. His excitement, the interaction he had with the crowd, the fans, forever the speech known around the world. Then there was definitely the dance off he had with Miles Sanders. That's definitely going to go down as one of my favorite moments with him. Maybe second most, because my all time favorite moment, real talk, as much as, even though he's like 9 years younger than me, he's like that little brother, but I always kind of look at him with the mentality of how he is. And King, you mentioned this is how he is as a father. Seeing him throwing his girls up in the air, playing with them, running around the yard after them, the moments he had at Disney World for the Pro Bowl. Those are moments that I'm going to definitely always remember about him, because this is one of the main reasons why he made the decision he made today, man. He wants to go ahead and put in that quality time with those three little girls. And I got the utmost respect for him for doing that. So, I mean, you're talking about, again, somebody that gives 110 on every single game. That body, you know, it takes a wear and tear. And, you know, the tush push and all that stuff, you got to play all that stuff in the fact, you know, into play. Nick Sirianni is still our coach. Nick Sirianni is going to still run that tush push. I mean, like, it's just all those things. Like, is his body, you know, capable of handling it? You know, he wants to be able to do what he's doing right now with his kids, and that's run around and all that stuff. His body takes another beating, one little bad thing, and, you know, that could end it all. So I'm not mad at him, man. 13 years is plenty. And I'm grateful for every single year that he's given on this squad. So, you know what I mean? You know, many blessings to him and his family and for the decision that he made today.
For sure. Mine's definitely the body, yada, yada. I can't believe he's doing that. But my first one that sticks in my head, because everybody's going to pick the parade, was the one when he was yelling in homeboy's face in the Cowboys game. And he was going crazy. He was like, that is Kelce. Like, hitting somebody and acting like a maniac. And he said that in the press conference, man. Like, you know, he's the GOAT, man. This and shout out to him for saying what he said about Nick Foles. You know what I mean? Like,
that was awesome.
That was super, super dope. Kelce's made so many great memories in Philadelphia. He is Mr. Philadelphia. I think what they need to do, they need to like switch out Benjamin Franklin for his face. You know what I'm saying? But he did so much for the city of brotherly love. And, you know, we and as us as Eagle fans, and the majority of us are from all of us are from the East Coast. That was something that you hung your hat on, the way that he embodied Philadelphia, the way that he described Philadelphia. That's us. That is mm-hmm. us. Yeah. So all the things that he did on the field and off the field, that was a true statement of who he was and who he is. You know what I'm saying? So it's just gonna hurt to see him gone. And nang, and then what Prime's talking about, the, you know, the chef, the, you know, the push. I don't know.
That might go a different direction now.
Yeah,
in a literal sense. And I'm seeing a lot of people talking about it in the comment section. I was in the middle of heating up some chicken. Did I miss the Slay comment?
No, I mean, I just feel like
what did he say about Slay? I
think he just spoke to the booze, but I think in general, just in general to the booze, you know. I just feel like I just think, you know, on the way out, he's also given learning lessons mm-hmm. about just for the this goes with any athlete that plays in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? It's a tough city to play in. It's not for the weak minded. It's tough. I don't know how, if I was an athlete in Philadelphia, how I could play. I mean, you're under a microscope in Philadelphia, and just the way that he, I mean, we're talking about story arc. So like some of these players, they can learn something from Kelce because he went through it himself. I love the story about Zach Ertz because I remember the day that he missed that block. And I remember the day that making a meme, it was probably my most lethal memes that I put out there. And I just realized, like, bro, you got to chill. And I remember him blocking me. But I remember after winning the Super Bowl, Zach Ertz unblocked me.
Wow.
But I remember I was like, bro, he unblocked me. But we're just talking about a learning lesson where Zach Ertz, it was just a block, a missed block. But the fact that he's talking about it in his retirement speech, the weight of that, you know what I'm saying? The transition as a player to the next week, him going out and, you know, giving it his best. I thought that was pretty powerful.
Yeah. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on, like, I feel like him coming from the background that he came from kind of built up entirely built up the guy that he is, in the sense that, like, I don't understand how there's not more people that are at the pro level that have come from not being pro athletes, have come from a regular background, that aren't as down to earth as Jason Kelce is, and are as genuine and are able to recognize, you know, what they have. So he's just a special guy, man. Definitely, like we talk about the tush push, I'm thinking about just the locker room in general. Like, this is a key glue guy. He's cement in that locker room, holding it together.
It's a good point that you bring up, because I mean, I ask that question every day as I'm watching all versions of sports, whether if it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, God, I only knows what other sports they come up with nowadays, soccer, all that stuff. Like, just in general, like, you hear that man, you see that man talking, you see the background that he came from. And I always think to myself, like, damn, if I ever had that opportunity. And one thing that I'm going to always be grateful is from where I came from, the city I came from, the background I came from, the people I came around from, just the key word is being grateful for being given the opportunity. And if there was one thing, especially like starting now, since that man retired today, we're talking about a fresh start. We're talking about all these college athletes that are now going to be coming into this league in the next couple months. That's something I would show them how this guy went out, show them what this man is all about, how grateful he is for playing the sport that he played, how grateful he appreciates everybody that helped him get to the level that he is at. Because nowadays he's just like, yo, I don't know, I might catch some shit, but that's all right. I can hold mine's. And I let it be known, you can come at me any way you want after what I'm about to say. But a lot of these players that are in the league, coming into this league, y'all soft as hell. Soft as hell. You know what I mean? Like, y'all let the littlest shit bother y'all, and it's sad, man. But with that being said, I think if y'all going to really learn from somebody, that man right there, number 62, that played for the Philadelphia Eagles, is somebody you could definitely build your career and your encouragement off of, because he went out the way he went out was just in perfect style.
His whole career was poetic.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, it's like when I think Allen Iverson has it on his right arm. He's basically saying the only stronger survive. That's what Kelce embodied. He was just this strong individual, understood, like, you know, I remember, you know what I do remember? And it was something that was like really, really played big. And I was like, damn, where are we going to go from here? Remember when they fired Doug? And I don't know if you remember that. I think it was the after the game, they stayed like 3 hours after the game. We were on the field talking. I think it was Carson. Carson. Yeah. I think it was Carson, Jason, and then Zach.
Zach, yep.
And they were at the crossroads like, yo, where are we going to go from here? didn't even know he was going to be here. And it every time that you've seen like the three of them together, it seemed like it was kind of like okay, but then it was like, we don't know if we're going to be here. And then look what happened. Only the strongest survive. We knew Carson got ran up out of here.
Yeah.
Zach was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, he got ended up being traded to the desert with me. Yeah. and then now look at what Kelsey is, man. Like, you know, there it is, man.
Helena says Kelsey was made for Philly. He's always been an underdog. I think the thing that he speaks to about just having no scholarships, the fact that he had to prove himself. He's always had to prove himself. And I think that message to anyone, like there's a whole bunch of underdog stories from, you know, the Rockies of the world, and just to a real life situation and watching Kelsey go from where he was at. I think one of the things, you know, being down in the Senior Bowl and interviewing some and listening to some of these interviews from these offensive linemen or centers, the way they talk about Jason Kelsey as a model of greatness, as a model of offensive lineman they want to be. And some of the undersized linemen out there who talk about Kelsey like he's a god. So I think just in general, I think the inspiration that he's given not only to our fan base and just the next up-and-coming offensive linemen out there that are undersized, like change the narrative. And he did that.
Do you think that we're going to see on a micro scale the like if we were to compare Jeff Stoutland to Bill Belichick, and now that Jason Kelsey's leaving and Tom Brady left Bill Belichick, do you think that we're going to see a similar type of thing happen, or is Jeff Stoutland going to be able to rally the next man up?
I think he'll rally the next man up. I just think, there's that quote that he has, no man is an island. We must draw our strength from others. And I think the brotherhood in that front, whether it's Mulata, whether it's Lane Johnson, you ever see Lane Johnson speak about Jason Kelsey or vice versa? The amount of tears that are just how they get choked up. That's a brotherhood and it's a bond. But I think they've all helped each other grow. And I think what it's meant for those younger linemen in there to be a sponge around Jason Kelsey, that's priceless.
Kelsey wants to chill out during training camp and come around and just hold some pads or whatever. More than welcome, bro.
You don't think he'll join the coaching staff someday?
I honestly, I don't mean to cut anybody off. I think that he kind of carved out a way in broadcasting right now with the success of the podcast and just how personable he is. I think he would make a good coach, but I think that he kind of can do whatever he wants to do. I think that it's just a less stress sort of situation, a lot of money he can make in broadcasting.
Gotcha.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if I feel like he could definitely get a money grab right now. Like you're talking about making money without hurting yourself. He could easily get a nice big money grab. I feel like if he wanted to do a reality show, he could do that if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. His wife is, she's she's more of a – I'm not going to say she's more of a star, but she's a star in her own right, whether it be her whether it be his mother. His mother is a rock star. You know, I just think he's got multiple options. I think he's got to be a coach someday.
I would like to see him come back. It's just one of those things that, like, you got to strike while the iron's hot right now. Your popularity, your brother's tied to the biggest pop star on earth. Like, your popularity's just through the roof, man. You got to take advantage
of it. But he's more for the people, though. You got to remember that. Jason Kelce is more for the people. So I could definitely see him because he's more down to earth. He's not getting, you know, I mean, they didn't create a fade after him. you know what I mean? He got a pair of free Jordans from Jalen. He ain't rocking them, you know what I mean? He's rocking some Tevas, you know? So, you know, it's he's more for the people, man. So I could definitely see him. I would love for him to stay in Philadelphia and you know, do the whole thing. And I don't know. I don't want to see him go. I know he's not going to be dressing up in Midnight Green or Kelly Green, but I don't want to see him leave. Like, leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I've seen comments about, in my opinion, Jason is 100% surpassed Dawkins as the great. My thing is, I don't I cherish both these players. They've meant a lot to this fan base. And I don't need to put them in a category. I just feel like if you're a great man, and it's a pleasure that we actually got to see your career blossom. You know, they all mean a lot to. I mean, there's so many players that mean something specific to all of us. It's not just it's a whole lot of them that. This fucking sucks, bro.
I mean, all right. So let's find a silver lining here. Was the Eagles $42 million in available cap space? Was that considered with Jason Kelce retiring, or is this now open up more cap space?
No, I put it in there. This guy's already talking about the cap, man. Frugal gang.
I'm watching pockets over here.
I had a note in here. I'll bring it up when I get it. But
I mean, we already know who's going to replace him, and he handpicked him.
Yeah,
you know, with the beef jerky. Oh, definitely got to get a guard now.
Yeah.
Definitely got to get a guard now.
I'm not sure if you guys saw on Twitter, too, the official NFL Hall of Fame account. So run out of Canton. That immediately after he retired, they just said they had a picture of him and said, mark 2029 on your calendars.
Oh, so, I'm dropping everything to go to that.
Yeah.
On March 13th, you know what today's date is. It's March 4th. Yes. 8.6 million option bonus. That was March 13th. His contract is designed to allow Eagles to carry the All-Pro center on the roster until June 2024 and place him on the retired list if that's his choice.
So what does that mean? That's 8.6 million not against the cap?
I do think the way his contract is built, I think Eagles are still paying him down the road, but I have to look into that. But I did look into it, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Eagles do have to keep on paying him a little bit down the road.
Yeah. So does he go on the retirement list for the Eagles?
Yeah, now.
Or roster, what you want to call it? I wonder how that works. Get the payments and stuff.
Oh, we're definitely still
getting paid like the guy from the what was it? The,
Bobby Bonilla
Mets, yeah, get paid. He's like 56.
Yeah, that's gonna be Shohei in 10 years, man.
Jerome says, so who's road tripping to Canton? Fires? This is a valid, because we drove to Canton 13 hours in the car. Was it 13 hours in the car? It smelling like shit. Foot pork and rinds. Corn chips and pork rinds. That was before Prime, but pork rinds. And it, you only do that for certain people. And I feel like Kelsey's next on the list. Now, I think I would have gotten Canton for this guy. But I'm not sure if this is I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can forgive that.
That's got some stink on it right now. I got a.
I don't know if I can.
I know once the 5 years pass, it won't stink as much, but it still feels kind of gross to me.
Yeah. I found this picture of Kelsey in a Low Marion jersey. Like this is the kind of stuff that you can't like make up. You just. Does the right thing says the right thing, does the right thing, wears the right thing. Just knowing that Eagles meant a lot to Kobe and the fact that he's out here repping Kobe. There's some quotes from Jason Kelsey. When the time gets tough, guys expose themselves. They expose who they are and what they believe in and what their values are. You find out a lot about people. What do you think of that, Kobe?
I mean, Jason is a guy that he was always willing to say what the room wanted to be said, but no one wanted to step up and say. I feel like Jason Kelsey, without being a fly on the wall in that locker room, was someone that would get in your face if you had a problem or if there was some sort of weird disagreement going on the team. I feel like he would be one of the guys that is at the forefront of trying to solve that. So. You know, we see other guys on our team now that potentially he threw some shots at, and you just don't want to take full responsibility. But that wasn't Jason Kelsey.
Here's another one. Let's see. I can't read the top of that. Can you read the top of that?
Something you feel bad.
The offensive line, running backs, receivers, coaches. You aren't this bad unless everybody shares blame in this whole thing.
I mean, he's a guy that's always took accountability. You know, that's the thing that another thing for the next crop of Philadelphia athletes, taking accountability, man, and taking it on the chin, like as a team, not just one dude. I mean, we just saw the team just go through a whole lot of drama. So if they could take anything from his past quotes, go back and read the book of Jason Kelsey, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of good what he brought to the table. I feel like it's just a sad day to see one of your favorite athletes retire. It's not like he's, you know, like he's not like he's gone.
Yeah,
he's still gonna be around, but it's a different state.
How soon into the season? How long do you think it's going to take before the game where they retire his jersey?
If you had a retirement Kelsey parade, I'd be there tomorrow. I'm telling my work, you know.
Yeah,
I'm out.
You know the speech is going to be great. That's the other thing I was thinking at the conclusion of that speech is like. We got one more solid Kelsey speech in us right now, and that's the Hall of Fame speech.
Right. Two, maybe. Retirement.
Yeah, that'll be two.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying after the one that we watched today, yeah.
First home game in the season.
Everybody that's knows it's Brazil, right? Anybody that gets drafted by this team, they know what to do. You can't take 62. What are you, crazy?
No one's rocking 62, ever.
In your life. My question is this, though, fellas. Are you getting a 62 jersey now? Well, you already got yours. Not her.
Three months. Yeah, I think I might have to, man, for sure.
My thing with Kelsey, the number 62, I don't like the lineman jerseys. Like, I don't
have I'm the same way.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? For that, man, I think, you know what I mean? I'm willing to go ahead and take one for the team.
If you weighed like 100 more, if I got a little bit more fatter, I'd feel good about it. But. You know what I mean? Like if 62
still in your wide receiver body. You know,
I'm like, he's just like,
how much do you weigh now, Evan?
Gail's like, oh, I'm a punt returner, not 62. Yeah.
60, the number just looks, you know.
Yeah, the number does look wild. Hey, I think it'll look good on me, you know.
Hey, I got my Kelsey. I got a fly Kelsey fly shirt. You know, I mean, I think the best thing is, like, he's always going to be celebrated. There's athletes that you can remember. They did some some fuck shit, and you will never forget that.
Sure. Yeah.
He played here for 13 years, and you don't have any moments from Kelsey like, man, he did some fuck shit. Like, nah, I ain't gonna forget that.
Yeah. No, he was always doing and saying the right thing. And he even persevered through, like, it wasn't like Jason Kelsey came here as a first-round pick, and we had this expectation of him to be great, and then he fulfilled that expectation. Like, he was a guy who we gave a hard time for several years for the beginning of his career, and he worked through it. And, you know, Gail brought up that one picture of him and Jeff Stoutland and how he looks at Jeff Stoutland, how he views him as a leader. And yeah, I think that Jeff Stoutland deserves as much credit as anybody for helping Jason Kelsey become the greatest center in the history of the NFL.
You know, I also think, you know, greatest center in the history of the NFL. I think if he wanted to, he could be the next. He could be the next Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Like, WrestleMania is right around the corner.
Yes, it is. If,
you know, this guy could easily just take a 2x4, whereas he could just take that role, man. I feel like if he wanted to go in that direction, there's so many
options. He could probably make a boatload of money in the WWE, man. You sound like a 2-year contract.
Him and his brother tag team champions of the world.
That'd be crazy.
No, he got to go with Pat McAfee. He got to go with Pat. Him and Pat would be hilarious, bro.
I don't know. I don't know this many players with this many options the day that they retire. Like, he could literally do
whatever he wants.
Anything you want. If he opened up a restaurant, Kelsey's, I'd be going there.
Yeah. You mentioned him. Like, he genuinely would win an election in Philadelphia. Like, we say that jokingly.
I'm not kidding.
He puts his name on the ballot. He would win.
I'm not kidding.
Can you imagine that, though? Because he'd be just chugging beers after he won. He would do the hurrah. Like,
but he would tell it how it is, and he would be transparent with the people.
Very true.
I'm going to share a video. This is... It's very rare that an athlete even gets to do this. He's out here playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. This is after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, got an opportunity to watch Kelsey perform. He played the saxophone. Just speaks to what a dope ass dude Kelsey is. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen here. Let's see here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jason Kelsey.
if I can get this right here.
Figure it out, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Hold on. I got it now.
Do you think he's going to have it on the next one?
Maybe.
Picture in picture.
Maybe. I had it all.
There we go.
I had it all queued up.
There we go.
Here we go.
Please welcome 2-time Pro Bowler, 2017 All-Pro First Teamer, and Super Bowl champion, Center Jason Nelson. Thank you.
That fucking sucked. got me in my feels again. Yeah. Oh man, that just I'll never forget those moments. I don't know. Anything else that you guys?
Shut up, Pete.
Want to mention?
He wants to run a mock draft. Shut up, Pete.
Man, throw something at that man.
Hell yeah, I'm in my feels, man. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Who that man?
Nah, he's a. It's an all-time Eagle. That finally retired today. I sit here and you can speculate and you can make guesses as far as who you think that next guy will be that we feel this way when they retire. But you don't know. You really don't know how people's careers pan out. You look at guys like Carson Wentz, who his career was going so quickly in one direction. He was ascending so quick, and then all of a sudden the wheels completely fell off. You look at guys that are budding stars on our team, and you know whether or not they end up finishing their careers here, just the way Jason Kelce did in playing his whole career here. I think the next one I could imagine being close to this would be Brandon Graham. I think Brandon Graham, the response will be very similar. But beyond that, beyond the core four, who knows, man? It's a special thing to be able to watch a player like this.
Yeah, man. I feel like, you know, with Fletcher Cox, and it was spoken that he may retire. That was out there. If we could be doing this again very shortly. Last word before we get out of here, I'll go with you, Tim.
Man, like you said, he is not gone. He's still a human being. He's a father, friend, brother, everything. So, you know, it just sucks to see him go. But, hey, I'm happy for you, man. Enjoy and happy retirement.
Last word, Primo.
You know, you got to take moments like this and you got to appreciate the man. Again, you know, the man's a great inspiration. It definitely is a sad day, you know what I mean, to not be able to see this man play anymore after this season. But, you know, like you guys said, I mean, this is just a retirement. Thank God it's just that, you know what I mean? Like, grateful that we still will run into him. I'm pretty sure he's probably still going to go ahead and have some activities at the Autism Challenge. You know, wrestling, you mentioned it. I mean, WrestleMania is in Philly this year. Might be able to run into him there. I mean, it's just a lot of things. But regardless, it's just the fact that, you know, he has the utmost respect from all us Philadelphia Eagles fans. And, you know, what other way to go out the way he did. So, you know, I wish him nothing but the best and many blessings. And, you know, I think he definitely has a bright future in whatever his next step is. Because he's got a lot of options, and I'm just grateful for that. So, you know, I mean, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts on what you gave this city, what you gave this team, and you will never be forgotten, man. And, you know, I mean, wish you all but, you know, love and the best to you and your family and your little ones.
I, for one, am happy that Jason Kelce was able to walk off the field under his own power. He was able to end his career on top, and it was his decision. He's got little kids, man. He's going to be able to be healthy and watch them grow. And I think that Jason Kelce, I mean, like we've all been saying, he's going to be able to do whatever he really wants to do. But he's one of the most determined and hardest working guys out there. So no matter what the next chapter will be, I have no doubt that if there's a Hall of Fame for it, he'll end up in that too. And I also just want to throw it out there, Jason, now that you're retired and you have no obligations, the 4th and John tailgate always has plenty of beer on hand. So if you ever want to swing by, come find us.
Before we get out of here, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking for to book a trip, go to phillysportstrips.com. The Brazil trip is happening, folks. Shout out to, Conchalkin Italian Bakery, Red Bull and Bud Light for powering the tailgate all season. But like you guys said, just follow what you guys said. I just want to say thank you to Jason Kelce for being the person that you are, athlete that you are, just being a mentor to all the players. Just hearing your passion about the game reminds me of like why I do have to step up. I love the game of football. I love being around my teammates, my friends. Your connection with your brother reminds me of my relationship with my brother. It's tight knit. Like he hits, you know, he checks all the boxes when it comes to being one of the coolest Philadelphia athletes. We're not even just talking football. We're talking about basketball, you name it, baseball. He's up there. He is up there. So I feel like today is the day to just show our gratitude and thank you for being the player that you are. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.